Maybe first you'll text your chaverim that I'm saying a shmooze, so they should know to come. That's called Derech Eretz Kadmah L'Torah. Mishenichnas Ador. Oh, you're doing a good job. When I was in YU the other day, so I went to the Sfarim sale for a few moments, and who appears on the scene? Eli Fuchs. Moreinu Rabbeinu. And so I assumed I was only going to see him. And I saw that he was doing something with his hands. And about 5 minutes later, there were 32 Shraga guys who appeared on the scene. So Baruch Hashem, I was quite pleased that I was surrounded by such a cadre of wonderful Torah Shraga students. Can you read the yeshiva? I'm not zochit to that, but what can I do? Derech Eretz Kadmah L'Torah. The Gemara says in Masechet Megillah, the Gemara that you're all familiar with, on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara comments, and of course this is in the context of Mishenichnas Ador Marbi B'Simcha. I just want to define that term. Mishenichnas Ador Marbi B'Simcha. Doesn't say Marbim Beholulus, doesn't say Marbim Bishtus. Shall I translate what those words mean? What's Holulus? Can anyone translate the word Holulus for me? What about Shtus? That we're good at. What's the translation of Shtus? What we do most of the day? So what's Shtus? What, how do you translate it? Oh, excellent. Silliness. Shtuyot, thank you. Baruch Hashem. V'zochet v'chsid sh'yid in the name. That's good. The yeshiva could use a few chsidim. Trust me. Anyway, so it says, Mishenichnas Ador Marbi B'Simcha, not Holulus, and not Shtus, and the like. So the Gemara has in Masechet Megillah a very famous Gemara. Omar Rabba, Mechayev Inish L'Psumei B'Puraya, this Gemara probably is one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. People are mekayim this Gemara. Adin d'araisa, that the Gemara is telling us. More chashuv than Hilchos Shabbos, and more chashuv than any other din in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's obvious. Mechayev Inish. Someone once told me, I assume jokingly, part of the Marbi Mishtus, because the Lashon of the Gemara is not Chayev Inish, but Mechayev. That's a diuk that he made. I'm not clear on the nature of that diuk. Maybe Rabbi Apple, who's a heart surgeon, could perhaps explain that diuk to me. But anyway, the Gemara says a person is obligated, lipsume, translate that word. What's the word bosa mean in Hebrew? Translated, a little translation, thank you. A person is obligated to become perfumed, lipsume. The word bosem, Chazal speaking about a person who enters a bosem, you enter a perfumery, and obviously you're going to walk out with a whiff of it on you, because clearly that's what happens. So chayev anish libsume, a person is obligated to become perfumed on Purim. Adlo yoda ben Aharon, the Baruch Mordechai. Sounds like you have to go into a Revlon vat. What a strange language the Gemara uses, libsume. So Rashi translates it to give us some insight. Says Rashi, Lipsume Lehishtaker B'Yayin. How did Rashi know that Lipsume means Lehishtaker? I thought it meant going into a Revlon vat.
Because perfume doesn't make a person not know the difference between our
and our. Oh! What a sagacious son-in-law. Lipsume B'Puraya. Perfume clearly would not do the trick. And wine, shall we say, can do the trick. The Gemara says, Lipsume, Rashi says, Lehishtaker. What does Lehishtaker mean? To become drunk. Let me ask you, there are two types of drunkenness Chazal speak about. Shechusa Shonoyach and Shechusa Shaloit. It's Noget, Halacha Lamaisa, to a number of areas in Halacha. One is clearly, shall we say, more severe than the other. Anyone know which one is more severe? The Shechus of Lot or the Shechus of Noach? Which one? How do you know that? Because it says in the Pasuk. What was that? But the Pasuk, bring it right from the language of the Pasuk. Noach, it says, Vayeda Esa She'osa Lo Beno HaKotten. And with reference to Lot, it says, V'lo Yoda B'shich Lo Bekuma. He didn't know anything. He was in such a state that he was not aware of anything. So what B'shichos are we talking about over here? Rashi does not tell you. Which of the two would you prefer? Clearly, one of them is preferable according to present company, I assume. But Rashi does not define that. That needs a little bit of explanation, which I'm not really focusing on right now. I'm just asking the question. But anyway, the halacha is that one has to go ahead and become shikar on Purim. By the way, it doesn't say necessarily shikar on Purim. It says bipuraya. How do you translate the word bipuraya? You're translating it on Purim. But perhaps the word bipuraya does not necessarily mean that. And in a few moments I'll show you there are in Rishonim different explanations of the language of bipuraya. But before I get to that, I want to read the rest of the Gemara. The Gemara goes on to say, Rabba and Rabbi Zera of the Suda Purim Badi Adodi. Rabba and Rabbi Zera had the Suda together. If so, the Gemara says that Rabba became perfumed. Let's translate the way Rashi does. He became intoxicated and inebriated. Come, Rabba. So Rabba got up in his intoxication. Shachtei the Rabbi Zera. Shachtei. Shachat et Rab Zera. What does it mean, shachat? He slaughtered him. Some read it, actually, you know, there in Tanakh, you probably are familiar with Tanakh. Shibolet, Sibolet, the Shin, the Sin, undergo metastasis. I had Russian yeshiva in Yeshiva University who were not able to pronounce a Shin. Every Shin was a Sin. So they would read this, come Rabba, Sachte the Rab Zera, he squeezed him. Which is, by the way, how the Marsha interprets the Gemara. Kind of read the Marsha also was a European Rosh Hashanah. Come Rabba Shachti the Rab Zera, Lemachar, but one can translate it as you are translating it literally. He literally killed him. Merov, Shichus, Rabba killed Rab Zera. Lemachar Boy Rachme, the next day he prayed to Hashem, he davened to Hashem, his Barach, Va'achye. Chiyas HaMeisim. Wow. We're talking about Amoroyim. We're not talking about Eliyahu HaNavi. We're not discussing Elisha HaNavi that were known for Tchiyas HaMeisim. We're talking about Amoroyim. Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Gemara continues. Lashana, the next year, Rabbi said to Rabbi Zera, maybe you want to have the Suda again with me? What did he answer? Amalei, lo b'chol shayta b'shayta mizrachas nisha. Thank you, but no thank you. Not every day does a nest occur. Ein simcha al nes. It's a klal gadol in halacha. Can't rely on miracles. This Gemara is probably one of the most famous Gemaras in Maseches Megillah. I just want to read the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Tzadikei. I xeroxed it. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Chayav inish lipsume bipuraya. Adelo Yoda ben Arahom of the Baruch Mordechai. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara verbatim. A person is obligated to become perfumed on Purim till he does not know the distinction between Arahom and Baruch Mordechai. The Gemara seems to take it in a literal kind of way. However, let us now examine some of the Rishonim, and there are several shitas of Rishonim that are very famous here in this Gemara that require elucidation. The first is quoted by the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor here on the spot quotes Avinu Ephraim, and he has the following understanding of the Gemara. Why did the Gemara first present the halacha, and then subsequently, what does the Gemara do? The Gemara tells a story about what happened between Rabbi and Rabbi Zera, and then the Gemara continues by pointing out that he invited him again a second time, and he said, "Love b'chol shaita b'shaita mizrachas nisa." Nisan don't occur on an ongoing basis. So, Rabbeinu Ephraim, quoted by the Baal HaMor, he says, apparently, the Gemara is telling the series of events in order to tell us that we don't paskin la halacha like this dinner rabba. That's what Rabbeinu Ephraim writes very clearly, and therefore, kasav harav Ephraim zal, me'ahuvda, the kum rabba v'shachti l'rab Zera, from this story that rabba went and, assuming we understand it literally, killed Rab Zera, And he goes on, I'm skipping part of it. The rest of the story, namely, invited a second time, refused the invitation, declined the invitation. We don't pass him like Rabba. We don't pass him, there's an obligation to become intoxicated on Purim. And Rabbi Ephraim says, it's inappropriate. It's improper to behave in this kind of fashion and become intoxicated on Purim. That's a shita of Rabbi Ephraim, quoted by the Balamor. The Meiri also has a similar maskana. Some other Rishonim as well. That's shita number one. However, if you read the tour, Shulchan Aruch, I just read to you the Mechaber, and the tour, which is also found in the Rif and the Rosh, they quote this Gemara verbatim without any qualifications. And the Lashon of the tour, I just read the Mechaber, the tour says, "Bitzar she yishtaker," you have to become drunk, "Atchelo yeda b'nor Haman leBaruch Mordechai," till you cannot distinguish between Aru Haman and Baruch Mordechai. The question is, what do they do with Rabbeinu Ephraim's He'ara? The first position that I mentioned, if you're interested, it's discussed in great length by the Pre-Chodesh. I don't have it in front of me. I couldn't find it in the Beis Medrash. But years ago, I recall seeing the Pre-Chodesh, and I'm not going to get into his understanding of the matter. The Rambam seems to present the third position. So I presented the two extreme positions. One, that we don't pass like Rava. Two, that this is the halacha. And then the Rambam has what seems to be an intermediate kind of position. The Rambam says, he's talking about the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. And he writes, Ketzad Chovas Suda Zo. How does one kind the Suda Purim? And I'm now skipping part of the Rambam. He writes, Shose Yayin, Achi Yishtaker, V'yeyrodem B'shechusa. That one should drink wine, and one is drinking wine the course of the meal, in the context of the meal, the Suda Purim, till he becomes drunk. And the Rambam says as well, V'yeyrodem B'shechusa. And he, shall we say, falls into a state of somnolence. That's English. Meaning, he's now essentially falling asleep. So there are three positions. Position number one, we don't pass him like rubber. Position number two, we pass him like rubber. Position number three, that one should drink wine in the context of the meal, in the context of the suda. I mention these positions because the Mishnah Brura quotes here from the Meiri. The Meiri says the following in Maseches Megillah. Chayav adam v'harbos b'simcha b'yom zeh u'b'achilo b'shtia at shelo yachsav shum davar. The obligation is to eat and drink and to be b'simcha on this day. Nothing should be lacking. U'mikom u'kom einon u'mitzuvim lehishtaker u'lehavchis atzmeinu mitoch ha'simcha. There's no obligation to go ahead and essentially become drunk, and as a result, lahavchis atzmeinu, to belittle ourselves, to become almost, I would say, what you would say in simple Yiddish, ois mensch. Not to look like a human being, or not to behave like a human being. Shel nistabino al simcha shel holos v'shel shtus. The language I quoted earlier, at the very beginning, was the Meiri. There's no obligation to engage in holos, in silliness, or shtus. Ela b'simcha shel tainug, shenagia mitoch l'avas Hashem, v'hoda al anisim shasalam. The obligation is to do what? To become sameach, to be happy, but the happiness should lead to an enhanced avas Hashem and a closer connection to Hashem Yisbarach, and as well the recognition that I have to say shemach v'hoda, that to thank Hashem for all the wonderful chasodim that were bestowed upon me. The Mishnah Brura, at great length, and not just the Mishnah Brura, I saw also in other Achronim, I'm not going to go into all the Achronim who discuss this, but I'll mention the basic issue that's raised by many. And the basic issue, of course, is that how is it possible that Chazal would articulate a mitzvah that we should become drunk? Seems to be something which is not in sync, not in tandem with our entire Hashkafas Olam. In general, especially if you come from where I come from, a literature perspective, we always have to be in control, your seichel. has to be that which directs you. That's your GPS, that's your ways, that's how you navigate all the shoals in life. And now the moment I become drunk, I lose my GPS. I lost my ways. Why would Chazal, even for a second, have us engage in this kind of behavior? So the answer that the Achronim give, and the Rishonim say it as well, because the Nisan that occurred in the context of the Megillah occurred, how, through what medium? Wine. Through Yai. We have a number of, obviously, repasts or feasts, whatever you want to call them, the Mishnah of Esther, and it occurred through Yayin. The Nisim occurred through Yayin. Bayom Hashvi, Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayoyin. On the seventh day, when the king was, shall we say, drunk to the gills. So because of that, we have to, shall we say, also utilize wine in the context of Purim. I saw something which was astounding to me a number of years ago. I went looking for it earlier this morning, and I found it. I'm not exactly, this is not my area of expertise. I leave it to the Chassidisha and the Yeshiva. I saw the Nesiv Shalom, Rabbi Apfel. This is a day's Purim. But the Nesiv Shalom was a Rosh Yeshiva, and that's why I happen to like him. Before he became the Chassidisha Rebbe, the Admor of Slonim, was a literature of Rosh Yeshiva, Siddush of Rosh Yeshiva. But you can see that from his Sefer. So he writes, I read the Lashon the Gemara. Chayav Adam Lipsume Bipuraya. How does he translate Bipuraya? Bipurim. He translates without wine against Rashi. He says, Hine Chayav Zehi Umnadvarim Hamufloim Bipurim. Shari Purim Yom Gogol Bekadoshu Ad Maot. Purim is a great day, a holiday of great Kedusha. Shehu ki yom ha-kipurim, it's another famous Ari HaKadosh analogy. V'yom Kabbalah Satayra, the Gemara says in Shabbos and Makkos, Weiss and Shas, that on Purim was a day when we received the Torah anew. Kimu v'kiblu, kimu mashakiblu kvar. Haimu b'madrega yosef gevoa mimam en ha-sinai. And he quotes the Gemara in Babitziah, kalaposhi yad nosim lo, whoever stretches out his hand in terms of tzedakah, yom ha-chuyiv to respond affirmatively. All this requires a lot of what? That a person has to have his wits about him. So how does this fit with the Gemara, the way Rashi interpreted that one should become drunk? So he says, that what does it mean? Lo amru lipsumi biyayin. Unlike Rashi. Doesn't say in the Gemara you're obligated to become drunk with wine. Ela bepuraya. She yishtaker mehapurim atzmo. One should become drunk from the Yom Tov Purim. Bibchinat shchurat v'lo miyayin. Kiim, so what should you get drunk from? Kol ha-giluyim ha-nizgovim shel Purim shehem bibchinas achas hashana. If one has a full understanding of what Purim is all about, Kabbalah Satar Mechadosh, a renewed acceptance of the Torah, a renewed commitment to Torah, that's what Purim is all about. That's what the Gemara means. Chayav Adam Lepsumi Bepuraya. You become perfumed in the Torah of Purim, in the Kedusha of Purim, in the Yom of Purim. See, I told you he was a Litvisha. He was a Litvak. Even though he was a Chassidisha, but just in the garb of a Chassidisha. Tzvei Dinim, thank you. I'll read the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'alacha. Bi'alacha says, Yim Tomar, Hech chivu chacham leishtake bepurim. How could Chazal tell you to get drunk on Purim? Halo kamen bekomas batorah. Muskar shu michshol gadol. Hashichos kemanuach velot. It's such a terrible stumbling block. Getting drunk. Bishavura, bi'alof, he asked the question. Bi'eshlomar. Bishakol ha-nisim shenasa l'sev v'mech ha-shver shol yadei mishteh. All the miracles occur through mishteh. And he quotes the pasuk I mentioned earlier. Bayom ha-shvi. He also mentions ki betchila nitruda vashti min amalpas ayde mishnah hayayin. Vashti also. She was deposed because of the mishnah hayayin. And Esther replaced her. And bayas hamelach mishnah godol, mishnah Esther. Haman. His downfall occurred al yide mishnah hayayin. Belachein chivu lihishtaki bepurim. Neshebo anes babo mishnah hayayin sheosa Esther. Vato yeniska anes agodol mishnah hayayin. So the Mishnah Berurah classically connects the idea of drinking, because literally, many of the nisim that occurred in the context through the medium of wine. So this is my way of introduction to the Gemara here, Chayiv Adam Lipsumei Bepurai. What I want to discuss, however, is that what I began with earlier, and that is the distinction between Simcha and Holus and Shlus. What the Meiri mentioned very clearly, what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Bi Halacha, there's a famous Brisker Rav. I heard from Rav Soloveitchik many, many times, this Brisker Rav. He said it over the name of his uncle. He distinguished between the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov, where the Torah said the Samachta v'chagecha, and Chazal say many places in Shas, Ein Simcha el b'basu v'yayin. That was one kind of mitzvah Simcha Yom Tov, basu v'yayin. The Gemara actually in Tzachim distinguishes between different groups of people. Men, how do you gladden? The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And basu v'yayin, the question is whether the mitzvah today is relevant because we don't have sarkochim. Perhaps Yayin, one could still be Mekayim de Daraisa. This is the discussion among the Gadol HaPoskim, at great length. Women, the Gemara says, you don't give them Basa V'Yayin, but rather, a husband is obligated to purchase for his wife before Yom Tov, Begodim, that's a Din Daraisa. Before each Yom Tov, I'm just telling you, Mitzvah Hashem, before you get married, you'll know this halacha. A Din Daraisa, B'Samachta V'Chagecha, the Gemara says, Isha Baila M'Samcha, that you're obligated to go be misamech your wife by purchasing for her a present before Yom Tov. Probably it's best for her to buy the present as opposed to you. You just provide the, shall we say, the wherewithal for her to purchase that present. How do I know? My first Yom Tov, I made that mistake. I won't get into details. Since then, we've had a fine marriage. And little children, the Gemara says, what do? You give them nuts. Today I imagine the standards have risen. You probably have to buy teenagers a Lexus or something along those lines. So the Brisker Rav says that the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov ain Simcha L'Basa V'Yayin, and the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Yom Tov here in Perek Vav. The Rambam essentially defines the mitzvah as I just mentioned. There's the Maisa Mitzvah, which is Simcha, which is Basa V'Yayin for a man, Begodim, big day tzivonim for a woman. Let's say a gozim, klayos, a gozim for a young child. But the kiyam mitzvah, as I'll let you always explain, quote of the Brisker Rav, the kiyam mitzvah is an inner joy that one should feel on Yom Tov. The maisa mitzvah is basa v'yayin. But there's no mitzvah just to, shall we say, eat steak. One should feel on Yom Tov a sense of joy, and that manifestation is a function of that which blends the particular person, as I mentioned just now, distinction between women, children, and the like. Because the maisa mitzvah exhausts itself in diverse items depending on the individual, but the Kiyum HaMitzvah is belay. The essence of Simcha is to rejoice before Hashem, and the meat and the wine, the clothing and the candies are only a means to that transcendental end. And that's borne out by the Medrash in Shir HaShirim, that's the Brisker Rav quotes. Zeh Ayom Osa Hashem Nogila V'Nispech Avo, we say in the Hallel, this is the day, how do you translate it, that Hashem has wrought. Let us be happy and rejoice, Bo. What does Bo refer to? Two possibilities. Either Bo refers to him, to Hashem Yisbarach, or Bo refers to it, the day itself. That's a discussion in Chazal. The Medrash says no, that the rejoicing is in him, is in Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore, that's the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov. Ain Simcha al-Basa v'yayin, the Simcha is realizing that I'm in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach. On Yom Tov, one should have that sense of Hagoshim more than any other day of the year. However, Purim, there, the Brisker Rav says, what is the mitzvah? Livsume, lehishtaker. There's a mitzvah to drink wine. There's a mitzvah to get drunk. That's gufa, is the mitzvah. There's what to say about this Brisker Rav, but I now am limited in terms of time, so I don't want to get into that. First, I want to mention, I have a letter that was given to me many years ago. Rabban Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I have it in front of me. I showed it to Rabbi Reichman Shlita more than once, probably. He talks about is the mitzvah of Lipsume at nighttime. And he writes very clearly, there is no mitzvah to get drunk at night. The mitzvah is only during the day, according to the Rambam I mentioned earlier, only in the context of the meal, of the Seuda. But at nighttime, there is no mitzvah. The Gemara says, Sudas Purim Shasa Balayla, Le'asei Chavaso, because it says, Yom Mishter v'Simcha Ksiv. Dafka during the day, that's where this mitzvah might be relevant, but certainly not relevant at night time. However, what I want to talk about, as I said, is the distinction between Simcha and Holulus. The Meiri's distinction, what exactly is the nature of that distinction? There's a Gemara in Shabbos that I want to share with you. The Gemara says, Bikshu Chacham Ligno Sefer Koheles. Chazal wanted to put Sefer Koheles in Geniza. Why? Because Koheles has things that seem to be a stira, a contradiction to everything that we stand for. One of the stiras the Gemara raises is the following. In Parakhas in Koheles it says, V'shibachti ani es ha-simcha. Shlomo HaMelech says, I love Simcha. I praise Simcha. In the second paragraph it says, L'schok amarti maholo u'l'simcha mazo osa. Simcha has no value whatsoever. An outright stira, an outright contradiction in the Psukim Koheles. So the Gemara answers, there's a distinction between the two. One, when the Shlomo HaMelech is praising Simcha, what is it talking about? It's Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That should be praised. The other, that says, L'schok amarti maholo u'l'simcha mazo osa, that's Simcha She'en Shel Mitzvah. The Gemara goes on to say, when is there Hashuas Hashchina? Only if there's Simcha Shel Mitzvah. In other words, one pasuk that the Gemara quotes from Koheles, the Schok Amarti Maholol, is talking about Leitzanus Kalus Rosh. When a person completely loses himself because of drunkenness, a person becomes vulgar sometimes, Achmanu Litzan, or people have come to my home and actually have expectorated. Shall I translate that, Rabbi Eiffel? Essentially, they let it all out on my floor. This has happened not once or twice, but probably about, according to my wife, at least 7 or 8 times in the last 22 years. Very happy people. Why did they have to take it out on me? I do not know. And they were allegedly involved in what they considered to be, and what I consider to be, Simcha She'en Shel Mitzvah. Obviously, they wanted to be Mekayim, that part of the Gemara. They somehow did not learn the first part regarding Simcha Shel Mitzvah. The Gemara is Mechala between the two types of Simcha. And I actually jotted down for myself many Midrashim, but in Zman, to go into all the Midrashim, what I will share with you is something that to me is a very significant Gemara in Vayikotin. The Gemara says in Vayikotin, Daftes. The Gemara there describes in the Beis Hamikdash of Shlomo, it mentions they celebrated 14 days. On the 8th day, he sent them home. The Gemara says they went home, they were very happy. At the end of the Simcha, they went home, and the Gemara there tells us, Smechim Shenenim Miziv Ashkina. They were Zaychat Ashwas Ashkina. By the way, the Gemara is very famous because the Gemara there tells us they actually ate on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara points out, part of the Simcha was eating on Yom Kippur, which is obviously something which is astounding. But the question is, what is considered to be a Simcha, and what is considered to be Holus Hishtus? And I think the Gemara there gives the answer in a very clear way. The Gemara quotes this pasuk that I just mentioned to you, Smechim b'tovei lev. Undoubtedly, there were all kinds of goodies that they had. Undoubtedly, they drank. Undoubtedly, they were very, very happy. But how do I know whether it's a Simcha Shel Mitzvah or not? The answer is, how does a person feel after the Simcha is over? That's the mashmos of the Gemara. The Gemara says, you know how they felt? They felt under the Hashua of the Shechina. They felt the Hashua of the Shechina. It was a Simcha that remained for an extended period of time. They were Margish and Aliyah, and the way the Pasuk says, Al Kol HaTova, and all the good that Hashem had bestowed upon them. Here's the Beis Hamikdash was built, Hashuas Hashchinam, and they came home, Smechim B'Tovei Lev. And as I said, often, unfortunately, people, after getting drunk on Purim, what happens? They also come home. What I used to call an overhang, otherwise known as a hangover, which lasts for a few days, perhaps even longer. And what do they gain from that experience? Maybe a few visits with the doctor. Maybe they have to pump their stomachs. And exercise in Kalus Rosh and Litzanus. Because I have something over you, it's called age. And with the age comes a bit of wisdom. Ein chacham kabal nisayim. I want to tell you about two gedolei Yisrael that I was lucky to see on Purim. I never saw Rabbi Soloveitchik on Purim, unfortunately, but I was zeichet to go to my Rebbe, Agoyim Lanisim Alpitz Atzal, a number of times on Purim. I was also zeichet to visit on Tezvov, Agoyim Rav Avigdor Levinsohn Shlita, Moreinu Rabbeinu on Purim. So the several times that I've gone to both of these people, and Rav Levinsohn in Hebrew, Rav Nisim Alpitz in Yiddish, they were busy composing Gramim. What does Rav Nevitzol's Gramen consist of? Anyone know what Gramen is? Da da dum 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 da 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 dum dum dum. Anyone familiar with that? You're probably more familiar with Halloween Niguna. But anyway, there is such a notion called Gramen, where people compose, shall we say, poems or poetry. What does Rav Nevitzol's poetry consist of? And this I've been zochet to a number of times. He weaves psukim in Tanakh and basically Baba Yerushalmi into poetry that he puts together and sings in front of me. He's done this at least 3 or 4 times. On Purim, he told me the moment I come in to see him, he says, "Rav David, al tishal oti shelot balacha, ani lochel osok shatiti yotem revit yayin yayin b'shecha al teish tato manecha itach it's a pasuk it's a gemara adin shalonach." He can't pass in a shayla because he drank more than Revi's Yai. But what I can do is dance in front of you, which he does, and sing some gramen for you. And then he proceeds to go and sing this gramen on the spot that clearly, in his genius, has put together, weaving psukim in Tanakh and all of Shas, Baba Yerushalmi, that he has in his pocket. Wow. Rav Nisim Alpitz did the same thing for me in Yiddish. Exactly the same thing. They're on a high. But their high is Nichnas Yayin Yotzasod. The wine comes in, what comes out? Sod Hashem Lireyav. The Yir HaShamayim, the Godless in Torah, the Kedusha, the connection to Hashem is Barach. That's what I was zochet to see with these two Gedolei Yisrael. And that's what we have to strive for. As opposed to Hodlos V'Shtos. Purim is an opportunity, a golden opportunity that one should become more Dovek in Hashem is Barach. Some of us may have inhibitions. Some people are naturally inhibited. Rabbi Yochum Gerelik, Zechatzad Debracha, I mentioned his name to a number of people, Atama the Briskalov. He davened in my shul, unfortunately for me. I say that because every time I gave a drasha, he had what to say about it. Usually it wasn't of a positive nature. But on Purim, he would give me a bit to drink. He told me I'm a kalta litvak, which I am. And you have to drink a little bit in order to get me going. Remove some of those inhibitions. And that's what he did. So I had no choice because Adam Godel tells you to do something. You have to be mekayimit. And I'm sure you'd be happy if Adam Godel to tell you that, to drink, that you would have a license to do something. And so I would drink a little bit, not a lot. And then he would start dancing with me, Rav Gerelik. And say all the Torah for the Briskalov. He was also a little bit tipsy. In his tipsiness, he sang all the Torah of the Briskalov. That's what he did. Went on for an hour and a half. Mind-boggling. So these are the Gedolei Yisrael that I saw in the course of my Purim. And that's how we should try to behave to the extent that we can. We should become full of joy and simcha. The fact that we're over the Hashem. We're able to, in effect, connect to Hashem Yisbarach through the greatest instrument of Limud HaTorah. And Purim is Kabbalah HaTorah Mechadash, as we mentioned. Kimu v'kimlu. What greater simcha could a person have than be connected to Hashem Yisbarach through Kabbalah HaTorah? I'll just end by referring to a Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says, the Neiman is Chayru Yisrael Shavos Ador Kloya. The Talmid of Rav Shimon Dichoy asked him, why was Klal Yisrael, why were they threatened with extinction? Hashem threatened us that he'll destroy us. Name the Xer of Haman, Lashmid, Lawr, Gilabin, Skola, Yehudi, Minavi, Adzokin, Tafel, Roshim, Yom Echad. So the Gemara gives a number of Tirutzim. What's very fascinating is, if the Talmid of Rav Shimon Dichoy did not know why the Xer was leveled against us, certainly, obviously, no one else. The Goyim also are not aware why Hashem decided to destroy Klal Yisrael. But undoubtedly, had Chas V'Shalom that happened, it would have been a terrible Chilul Hashem. The greatest Chilul Hashem is when Klal Yisrael is impacted. When we are, Achmanu L'tzan punished, you see that from the Nevi'im throughout Tanakh, especially the Nevi Yecheskel, the Seder speaks about this notion, this idea, that if God forbid something happens to Klal Yisrael, El Chilul Hashem Godo Mizeh. So we have an opportunity on Purim to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, to be Doig L'Kvot Shamayim, to really engage in Simcha, in a heartfelt kind of Simcha, to come close to Hashem Yisbarach. Halavai that we should be Zoche, La Yehudim Oysa'er, B'Simcha B'Sosim V'Kar, came to Yelam. Thank you.